Quicksand is a new play by Elizabeth Moynihan. It explores the lives of Joy and her adult son, Joe, their relationship with technology, the media and our justice system. You can expect computer games, hacking and a bit of online dating. Elizabeth Moynihan is with me in studio now to tell me more. It was actually the UK hacker, Gary McKinnon. This was a kind of the starting point for the play. So just remind us about him and what it was about that story that made you think, oh, there's something in this that I want to pursue, Elizabeth.
Well, it was a jumping off point for me. It's not actually the story of Gary and his mother, but I read an article in The Guardian several years ago when Gary McKinnon, who had hacked into 100 American military sites and was trying to be extradited by the American government to the States. His mother fought his extradition for years. Theresa May blocked it eventually after, I think, 10 years or something, because he was on suicide watch. And I read this article one Saturday, and I was just so struck by the photograph of his mother and that this sort of hippie-esque woman in with Titian-dyed hair could be such a Rottweiler where her child is concerned, her grown adult child is concerned. And
so, in fact, was it the mother who really was the character that you were interested in to start out with?
That certainly was the one that resonated with me, that you could keep up the fight for all those years to stop her son being taken out of the country to a foreign land where they would put him in jail and essentially throw away the key.
So that the mother becomes your character, Joy,
exactly.
played by Donna Dent in this production of Quicksand. You refer to her as an octopus mother. What's an octopus mother?
Well, this is something I was only appraised of watching a nature program, that octopi die of exhaustion when they've brought their young, well, female octopus die when they've brought their young to a certain stage of development. They die of exhaustion. So their babies kill them. And I just thought this is so fascinating. And there are women who literally live, I suppose, entirely for their children. And most mothers, I'm sure, would die for their children. But I think particularly Joy, she very much typifies somebody in that syndrome.
And part of the reason that she's so occupied with her child, I guess, is that the character of Joe, who's
the other character
in the play, he has additional needs or special needs.
Exactly. He is what they call ASD now. So he's along the autistic spectrum. So we don't really refer to Asperger's or autism as two separate conditions. It's now just all part of one spectrum. And Joe is along that spectrum.
And was there something specific about ASD that interested you as a playwright?
It was, because an actor has to be very animated on stage. And I thought it was very interesting that somebody with ASD, a lot of the time, they're not, depending where they are on the spectrum, obviously, they can be very introverted. They can, certain people with autism are nonverbal and they don't manage emotion very well. That would be one of the traits of the condition.
Joe certainly, the character certainly isn't nonverbal. He's
high functioning. I mean, I couldn't write a character who was nonverbal. You just wouldn't have a play. So essentially, this is a piece of entertainment as well as, I suppose, a heavily thematic play.
Let's listen to, this is a section from quite early on, and Joy and Joe are in a police station and we, the viewers, obviously at this stage, don't really know why they're there.
Well,
we begin to get some hints as this scene progresses, but also as the play goes on.
Yeah, this is the opening scene.
So Rex Ryan plays the character of Joe and Joy is played by Donna Dent.
Joe, please. Please. Nothing to say to me.
If I had, then I would, wouldn't I?
I don't know. I'm not a mind reader. The fact is, we are in a police interview room and facts don't just disappear into the mist.
What are you on about mist? We're inside, Mother. Inside.
Can you just tell me why they brought you in for questioning?
Oh, Mother, please.
Here, take this.
Handy. Bounty bars come in two bite sizes, one packet.
One piece, one question?
Hmm.
Did you fly that drone out at the airport?
No. Why are you talking about drones?
All over the papers. Flights were grounded for 2 days because someone flew a drone and nearly took a plane down.
There were no drones.
They arrested a couple from Kimmage. More arrests to come, according.
Innocent. Them and me.
Really? But it's in the papers, front page.
Lies. If there was a drone, they would call in the army to disable it.
You seem to know an awful lot about a crime you didn't commit.
My drone is actually broken. It's under the stairs in yours. Check for yourself.
Okay. Then why are they holding you?
One question, one piece of bounty.
He's very clear on how much information he's going to give out.
Yeah,
that's Rex Ryan as Joe there, and Donna Dent playing the part of Joy in Quicksand by Elizabeth Moynihan, who's with me in studio this evening. To what extent do you think, Elizabeth, this is, because obviously you're teasing us with bits of information about even why they're there, and we get more as the play goes on, as I said before we listen to the clip there. Is that what interested you, that, you know, kind of teasing out that part of it, or was it really the mother-son relationship that was what caught your attention?
Well, it's a bit of both. I suppose I contrived to make it a thriller because it's he's accused of a crime he doesn't commit. He does commit one crime at the beginning of the play. He's accused of that and, you know, he has done it. Mm. He is guilty as charged. But I was fascinated by the fact that people with additional needs or who look a little bit different or don't act quite right, inverted commas, are usually the go-to person for the security forces, the guard, the to arrest.
Well, that's a fairly broad statement, I suppose. What you're saying is perhaps people in that situation can look more guilty than people who are in different situations.
They don't look guilty, but we project a presumption of guilt onto them. And I was fascinated by that, especially after the Madeleine McCann case, all the people who were dragged in and, you know, one guy I think had a glass eye and he lived with his mother and, you know, he fought to clear his name and was... they handed down a huge compensation to him. I think they had never had a case where this amount of money was given over. You know, people's lives are destroyed in a trial by media, and I was very interested in that. But also at the core of it, the idea that a mother and son are thrown together again after he has moved out.
We should point out that Joe is 30.
Yes.
He's not a kid.
He's not a kid. He's a grown man with his own home and a very successful career. And he has to come back to his mother on the conditions of his bail.
Technology is hugely important in this, and how Joe, and this could be true of anybody in any situation, begins to live a kind of online... He plays this game. What's your fictional...
War World,
which is your fictional game.
Yes, my fictional game.
It kind of takes over his entire life.
Yeah, I mean, that's based around somebody I knew who was so immersed in the game that they would order out... herself and her boyfriend would order out cups of tea and coffee rather than take time off to boil a kettle. And I was so taken by that that I thought, because I'm not a gamer, I know nothing about gaming. It doesn't interest me. And I thought, wow, wouldn't that be an amazing conceit in a play?
And what about the online dating side of things? What interested
you? I've done
that.
I've definitely done that, to no success, I might add. But those days are over, thankfully, because I found romance across a restaurant table in the old-fashioned way.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So, but the online dating thing, you don't explore it too deeply, but Joe does not like the fact that his mother is checking things out online.
That's based on fact as well. I actually met a guy online whose previous relationship had broken down because her autistic son would not allow him across the threshold. And that's actually a line in the play. He wouldn't allow Bill across the threshold.
Bill is
not for a cup of tea in his hand or a biscuit. So...
one of the things that also strikes me about the actual performance of the play, this is at the new theatre that the play will be produced. There's what you're calling a relaxed performance. Just explain what that is.
Well, basically, it's to invite and encourage people who are along the spectrum and their friends and family to come along and enjoy a play which has is catered for their needs. So what we do is we turn down the lights and we turn down the sound cues, because people along the spectrum are often overstimulated by noise and light. And so we're, you know, creating an atmosphere where they can be comfortable and enjoy the play.
And the facility to leave the theatre if
exactly, if,
needs
they
be.
Want to. If they want to get up and it's too much for them and walk out, then we're perfectly... And the actors are appraised of that, obviously, you know, so that it won't throw them.
All right, well, the play is called Quicksand, written by Elizabeth Moynihan, who's been speaking with us this evening. It's on at the New Theatre in Dublin from the 11th to the 22nd of June, and that relaxed performance is the Saturday performance.
That's
the
correct.
22nd. Is that the matinee performance?
It is,
yeah,
yes.
The matinee performance on Saturday the 22nd will be the relaxed performance. You can find out full details on thenewtheatre.com.